The Holy Gospel according to Mark, the first chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove upon him. And a voice came from the heavens, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." And the Spirit immediately drove Jesus out into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness 40 days, tested by Satan, and he was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on him. Now, after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the dominion of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Now, yesterday I was sitting on the couch attempting to craft a First Sunday in Lent sermon, and my cat, Oscar, kept coming over to my side and dropping her most precious thing next to me, which happens to be a furry black mouse toy with no tail. A tail which, by the way, she had destroyed. Now, to be clear, there are several tailless mouses in our house right now, but this is the one. This is the precious. This is the one that she loves the most, and she kept dropping it next to me. And each time I would throw it away, because of course my cat can play fetch, because of course she's the best cat in the world. Yes? At one point I looked over and I noticed that Oscar had dropped that tailless mouse in the middle of the page of this season's Lenten booklet, which said Lenten events. And there it was, that mouse. And I thought, oh, Oscar brought me her most precious thing, an offering for this Lenten season. And I wondered now, as we begin this season of Lenten reflection, of repentance, of almsgiving, of prayer, do we trust that God will receive what we have to give, what we have to offer? Do we trust that when we call upon God to forgive us, to heal us, to cleanse us, that someone is listening? Or will the God of the universe just throw it like I did? "Go away, cat. Go away. Take it somewhere else." In the gospel text for today, we hear that Jesus came from Nazareth, his hometown, and was baptized by John in the Jordan River. And just as he was coming out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove, and a voice came from heaven saying, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." Wouldn't it be nice if we heard the voice of God so clearly all the time? Wouldn't it be nice if we knew without a doubt who we are and where we should go and what we should be doing? Wouldn't it be nice if, like Jesus, when we made ourselves vulnerable and we brought our most precious fears and doubts and worries and talents to God's couch, that they would be received? Now, before you start to feel envious of Jesus at this moment, let us remember that immediately the Spirit drove Jesus into the wilderness, where he contended with the devil and temptations and was hungry and thirsty and was probably very mad at the Spirit for 40 whole days. Sometimes we bring our most precious things, our most vulnerable things to the Lord, and we don't hear anything. Sometimes we bring our most precious things to the Lord, and then we receive something unexpected. Sometimes we bring our most passionate prayers for ourselves and for the world and for people that we love, and the answer that we receive is heartbreaking. Because sometimes we bring what we have to give, and the Spirit says, okay, and. Okay, and. Okay, and. Okay, and. There's something else for us to do. Most times, that is the case. Most of the time when we are driven into the desert and left there with our inner selves to contend with, when we open our hearts to God, when we reveal ourselves to the one who already knows us, by the way, in ourselves, we hear God saying to us, yes, and. Yeah, you are loved. You are beautifully made. You are my beloved, and you are tempted often, and you sometimes miss the mark, and sometimes you have more work to do, and you are part of this mission, and you belong to this messed up world, and you belong to me, says the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, you belong to God. Amen? As we begin this Lenten season, I've been thinking a lot about the desert. I had the privilege to live in the desert for a time. And one of the things I learned about the desert is that the desert is not deserted. People live there. Animals live there. Plants and flowers bloom there. Life exists there in the desert. The desert is beautiful. And it's different. It's different from New England. Although if we don't get our act together, it might not be so different. Amen? That's a conversation for another day. The desert is a different place. And we are invited to go there, to a different place, to enter a season, a different season. And I will remind you that olive trees bloom in the desert. Olive trees, which are sometimes 500 years old, maybe older than that, they have been there for a long time. And why are they there? Because they have deep roots, because they know where they belong. Some of the olive trees in Palestine and Israel have been there since Jesus was there. At least that's what they say. What might it look for us to enter this season, this desert season, not as a time of deprivation, but as a time of rootedness? Time to dig deep, deep into the ground of being, seeking the one who created us, the one who sustains us, the one who redeems us. I've shared this before, and I will continue to share it until you tell me to shut up, but my Palestinian Christian siblings taught me the word samud, which means steadfastness. And they talk often about having the steadfastness, the samud of the olive tree. Roots that go deep. The olive trees know that the climate is harsh. They know that there might not be rain from April to November. Maybe there's not rain when we need it. But if we know that we are planted in good soil, in the Word of God, in the love of God, in the attention of God, in the grace of God, in the womb of God, then we can be steadfast. Not because of anything that we give up during this season or anything that we can accomplish, but because we go deep and we remember who we belong to. We belong to the one who receives our best offerings, our most precious thing, our tailless mouses, the one who receives our hearts, our confessions, the one, Jesus, crucified and risen, who is the source of our hope, who is our life, who is our future, who is our home. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Amen.